The Holy Quran, an unchallenged literary miracle. Of the two, I shall now describe the second, the power to communicate knowledge. As an example, I cite the miracle of language, a spiritual inheritance from his master, the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God. This miracle was not given to earlier prophets. About the Holy Quran, a unique claim was first made. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِثْلِهِ وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And if you are in doubts as to what we have sent down to our servant, then produce a chapter like it and call upon your helpers besides Allah if you are truthful. This challenge of the Holy Quran claims unique merit for the language and contents of the Holy Quran. The challenge is accompanied by the warning that those who deny the Holy Quran will never be able to produce anything like it. The merit of the Holy Quran to which the challenge pertains comprehends everything, its spiritual and moral teachings, its prophecies, its appeal, and not least its language and style. The challenge is addressed to all and sundry. Let them all match their literary productions with the Holy Quran. In one place we read, كِتَابٌ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ مِنْ لَدُنْ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ. This is a book whose verses have been made unchangeable and then have been expounded in detail. It is from the One, Wise and Aware. Two broad hints are contained in the attributes of wisdom and awareness. The All-Wise God can reveal a book full of wisdom. The All-Aware God was aware that the world was entering an era of intellectual progress. Therefore, intellectual miracles were to be shown to convince the world of the power and knowledge of God. Therefore, God made the Holy Quran a miracle of perfect knowledge and perfect expression. The Holy Quran lays down not only claims but also arguments and evidence. It is its own witness. The promised Messiah was a disciple, an imitation of his master, the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God. The gifts of the promised Messiah, therefore, were a reflection of the gifts of his master. His light was a borrowed light. Small wonder that the promised Messiah was able to demonstrate the miracle of mastery of language. He had attended no madrasa. He had private coaches of ordinary ability. He only read parts of some well-known texts with them. He never travelled to Arab countries, nor did he live in towns where Arabic was in vogue. He lived in a village and his resources were limited.